In a letter of resignation last week, former JMS Director Jill Radford accused USDB Superintendent Steve Noyce of favoring the Listening and Spoken Language Program over the American Sign Language Program. But Radford asserts the problem goes further than Noyce, saying the entire system in Utah is flawed because kids are being directed to what she calls the more mainstream Listening and Spoken Language Program. And if those kids fail, she adds, sign language is seen as a second track, even though she calls it the natural language of deaf people. Noyce says there was some validity to that argument 15 years ago.
But since the advent of cochlear implants and digital hearing aids, children are very successful in the listening and spoken language avenue. And it's just not a valid concern today. The whole environment of education of the deaf has changed.
Noyce says about 79% of families in the USDB infant and toddler program are selecting the listening and spoken language program.
I know it causes consternation sometimes with people that believe that one choice is better than another choice, but I think it's a matter of one choice is better for one family than another choice, and I think that parents and families need to make that choice for themselves.
Associate Superintendent Trina Rouche stepped in as acting director of the Jean Masseau School and the School for the Deaf in Ogden, a position from which she resigned just days before Radford's departure. Rouche is taking on these three roles while conducting a search for a new director to head both of those schools. Rouche says she and Radford were working together to minimize some of the stress between the ASL and the LSL programs before Radford left. She says she did not foresee her resignation.
I thought together we were working on some really good collaborative efforts. So I do know that she was very passionate about her job, and it's very easy to feel like you're being forgotten or not given equal status.
Rouche says the school is seeking a director that knows sign language well, but also has a well-rounded background and values the opportunity for families to have options. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.